Vayter in Shas, in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vav, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down, next part of the Mishnah. The next thing we said is someone who is a ganav. What do we mean a ganav in the fashos? Said the Mishnah, haganav is beno. Somebody gives his own son. We have machlokas. Rav Shmuel ben beno Shabbi Yochanan ben Broka mechayev. He says you're going to be chayev. Get killed for that. Rechamim potre and they pater. Says the Gemara, my time of what's the reason why the rabbanim are going to be pater? Amar Abai Damar Kol Pasuk says ki yimatze. If a man is found kidnapping a person. What does that mean? Prat lamotzei is excluding if he's already right there. Found means it's not with you. And the kidnapper who's a father here, the son is with him all the time. Therefore, it's not called matzei. Frek the Gemara Omli of Papa Labai. Really? That's what you want to tie in. Elamiata, that's true. Then ki matzei ish shochivim isha b'ulas bal. When the pasuk says about Gila Arias, if a man is found lying with a woman who's married to a husband, you want to tell me now, that's going to be only excluding a case where it's matzei. If there's already accessible woman right there, then he's not going to be chayev. Kegon shel beis ploni, like the story of beis ploni. Rashi says, lo rotza le haskir shamam. They don't want to say their name, but there was a group of people, right? Because shechashuvim, they're very chashuv. Ubazel lo yinogin kedas. They weren't doing this properly. Shel yahar bi darim bebeisach. There are a bunch of couples that lived in one house, anashim and nashim. Vayimutsuyin tamidim neshech avarein veloshim es yachdim. There were a lot of, couples, and they were always found, men and women with the different wives, but they never went into Yichud, but it was still a little shady. So the names aren't mentioned because they're a chasha, but still it shouldn't be done. You mean that type of case, the shchich and gabayu, that are they're shchich next to each other. I mean, the p'tirei, if they were to commit adultery, then it wouldn't be chayiv adultery. Of course, that's not true. So then how are you explaining that ki matzei means that type of situation, and therefore the father should have to talk of kidnapping. Amalei, somebody says back, no, ana mi v'nim sabiyoda kamina. What I mean is, from the lasha that says, and it was found in his hands, says Rashi, kray yiseru, it's extra pasuk. Dila lami chi matzei be'edim michi matzei nafka. If you want to say that has to be found with Edom, that we already learned that. We have another pasuk which says that ki yimatzei in Devarim, that's saying that there's you have to have the requirements of Edom. But we have another word, v'nimsa biyado, it's found in his hand, is extra, and therefore it's come to teach you that it can't be readily available. Amarav Hilkach Hani Mikre Dardaki Umasnu Rabbanon. So we say about people that teach children, kids, and they teach Mashnayas to the Rabbanon. Kimitsum Yodan Damu, they're considered like they're right there because they're always there at their Rebbe's homes, right? So Tamid Mitsuyan Tamid Bibayas, Abesa Rav, Im Ganav Rav, Echami Tamidov Machu Inunag. If he goes ahead and he kidnaps him and he sells him, he's not going to be killed. Uptire, these people are going to be putter. Next part of the Mishnah, Ganav Mishach. Mishnah says someone goes and steals or kidnaps. Someone has Chetzio. He's a half-half, half-slave, half-free. Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev the chamam ar pater. Says the Gemara, Tanana, some. We learn in Mishnah Bava Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein la'avadim boshes. There's no chiyuv of paying boshes. We know there's the five chiyuvim of Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevis, and boshes. One of them is called boshes, that is embarrassment or disgrace. There's a chiyuv to pay someone if you damage them in a way where you embarrass them. So we find over here that when it comes to an Eved, there's no boshes. The Chacham say, no, there is boshes. So now my time, why does Rabbi say there's no boshes? I'm going to cry, it says that when it's discussing the chiv of boshes, what it says is that when you have a man fighting with another, and if men fight with one another, a man and his brother, and the wife of one of them approaches to rescue her husband from the hand of the one who's striking him, and she stretches out her hand and grabs onto his mukum, his private place, then that's where there's going to have some sort of chiyuv that comes along. So he says, Mishi yesh lo achva, what it means is only somebody who has brotherhood. They're the ones who get boshes. Says Rashi, mehosam nafka lon chiyuv boshes. Tuchsev ve kitzosa Escapa mamon ata omer mamon oeno ela mamish. Nemekan lo sachus encha venemelhalim beidun zomin lo sachus encha malhalim mamon afkan mamon. You have to pay money. So mishish lo achva yotze eved shein lo achva. This is excluding an eved doesn't have achva. Rashi says vafilu im achiv bnei aviv dechsev im amachamor amadom lechamor eno ela kebehema. Right. So a eved kenani is not considered, relatives, and this is even to his own brother. Therefore, You don't have the chiv of boshes. That's Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanan, who say that you're chayiv, achiv hu b'mitzvos. What do you mean? He's an achiv to you when it comes to mitzvos. Rashi says, b'chol mitzvos she'isha chayevis b'hen, eved chayev b'hen. The gamer la me'isha. When a person becomes a guy, becomes an eved kenani, he takes on the level of mitzvos of an isha, of a woman, therefore he does have achiv a little bit. V'ha'acha, Rashi says, b'asisen begonev nefesh achsiv me'achiv me'achav. And our Mishnah with Goniv Nefesh that has the word from the brother, Hechidai Shabbi Yehuda. How's Rabbi Yehuda going and expounding over there? That Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be chayiv for doing such a thing. Oh, but how's he explaining? We have the word Echav, and here he's not Echav. Hechidai Shabbi Yehuda. Savar me Echav lafuke avadim. This is coming to exclude avadim. Right? One is not going to be chayiv when it comes to avadim. B'nei Yisrael, the verse then goes on to say, if the person who kidnapped was B'nai Yisrael, L'ma'ute mishachetzu avrechetzu B'nai Chorin. This is excluding someone who's a half-half and saying that if the victim was that type of person, the kidnapper is going to be potter from being killed. M'B'nai Yisrael, L'ma'ute mishachetzu avrechetzu B'nai Chorin. L'ma'ute mishachetzu avrechetzu B'nai Chorin. Right, mi B'nai Yisrael, L'ma'ute, having miyot acher miyot. Therefore, we have a miyot acher miyot, right? The pasuk is excluding two times someone who is chetzi chetzi. The rabbis, the miyot achamit, is coming to include, and therefore it's coming to include when it comes to the idea of kidnapping. That's what you're trying to figure out. Why would you be mechayev if it doesn't fall into the category? Because you have a miyot achamit. When you have a miyot achamit, it's coming to include. The rabbanon. What about the rabbanon who say they're going to be potter? What do they do? Me'echav lafuke avadim lo mashmelu. They don't darsh in this idea of me'eved. Me'echav to exclude avadim. D'ha achiv hu b'mitzvos, because he is your brother when it comes to mitzvos. And therefore, b'nei Yisrael, mi b'nei Yisrael, when it says b'nei Yisrael, and it uses the letter mem, which is mi b'nei Yisrael, chad l'mu'utei eved, v'chad l'mu'utei mi shechetzu eved, v'chetzu ben chorin. It's coming to include an eved or a person who's 50-50, they are excluded. Now, where do we even have in the first place that you're not allowed to go and kidnap? Azhara l'digonev nefesh b'naye, and where do we learn it from? Rabbi Yoshi Amar, mi lo signov. We learn it from one of the aseres adirbos, lo signov. Rashi says, Amar b'aseres adirbos, d'digonev nefashos. Mitukam lekaman b'shmaitim. We explain this. That doesn't mean stealing someone's pencil. It means stealing a person. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mi lo yimachru mimkeris ave. The pasuk says in Vayikra that the simple pshat is that a Jewish servant shall not be sold on the auction in the way that an Eved Kenani is. But we dash in it to talk about kidnapping. Milo yumachum imkeres Eved. Don't sound like that of an Eved Kenani. Milo pligi, and they're not really arguing. Mar kachashiv lav diginneva. Rabbi Yoshia is darshaning, is spelling out the iser against kidnapping. Omar kachashiv lav de mechir. And the other one, Rabbi Yochum, is talking about the next part of it, and that's talking about selling. So one's focused on the actual kidnapping part, and the other part on the actual selling part of it. Ta'anu Rabbanan. Lo signov begon in fosh because of medaber. When it says lo signov, no stealing, it's talking about kidnapping. Atom begon in fosh, so I know the begon in mammon. Maybe it's talking about stealing money. Amarta tsei lamad mishlosh tsei midah shatov nejas ben. So you could say that go and learn how you understand this from the 13 principles of how the darsh in the Torah, davar lamed me'inyano, right? This is known as davar lamed me'inyano. Every Rishma, we say every morning in davening, the fifth one over there, sorry, the 12th one is known as davar lamed me'inyano, something that's learned from the inyan. It all depends on the context. Right, Rashi says, if you don't know what it's talking about, take a look at what the parasha is talking about. Lefia parasha who nichtov etzlo who command. Avikan b'ma kola inyan medaber b'nefashos. What's it talking about? Nefashos lo sirtach lo sinaf kol elu chayv b'mises bezin. After lo signal b'ganeva sheish b'mises bezin. So it's only going to be to Mr. Basin. Let's take and see when it says don't steal. What's it talking about? Benefashos. It's talking about nefashos, right? Because it's right after lo sirtzach, lo sinof, lo signof. Those are all talking about the bodies. Have come benefashos. Here it is talking about nefashos also. And therefore, it's talking about don't steal a person. That is the Heilige lo signof. Okay. Tanya Yidach, even another Bible, so it says lo signovu. Begonev mamana kosav medaber. Right? When it says, you shall not steal, pasuk's found in Vayikra, and it says it in the plural, lo signovu. Ata omer begonev mamana, maybe it's talking about stealing people. Amarta, no. So we say, tselamad mishlosh tzemi the shatan and jesham. Go learn from the 13 principles of the Torah. Rashi zuhi achas, man. Sheyehei adavar min yonon lamed. Davar lamed mein yano mama because medaber. What exactly was the context of the area that we're discussing over there? B'mamon, it was talking about money, right? It says don't cheat, right? Don't rob. Pasuk says lo sasho kesveyecha, lo sigzo, lo salin pulo sachir tcha ad boker. And then afterwards, right? Then we can understand that the pasuk comes earlier, right? It's two pasukim before this. That's talking about cash money. It says Rashi lo sasho kesveyecha. Mammon, Afghan woman. So to here also, it's talking about mammon as well. It's talking about money and not talking about kidnapping. Yitmar, Eide Geneva, Eide Mechir, Benefesh Shehuzmu. Let's say you have one set of Eidim that are testifying there was a kidnapping. Another set, witnesses say that they sold this person to slavery. And then both of them become zomified. How could I have you said that? You were Imano Yisub of Akamploni. Chizki Amar, he says, Einerogen. They are not killed. Although it's true that if there would have the Edus that said this guy kidnapped and the Edus that said this guy sold, that the guy Bob who kidnapped and sold the person would be killed, these Edim are separate. So therefore, Einerogen, they're not going to be killed over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Einerogen, they are killed. Chizkiah was like Rabbi Akiva, Damar Davar Velochetzi Davar. He's in the Torah, says you have to have a Davar when there's Eidus, has to be of something. It can't be half a Davar. And if it's half a testimony, then it doesn't work over here. And here it's only half because he says that he stole, but he didn't say that he sold. So that he sold, he didn't say that he stole, that he kidnapped. Rabbi Yochanan Kirabana, Damar Davar Velochetzi Davar. And it says Davar, it means even a Chetzi Davar. Not only an entirety of thing, but even a partial thing. Where the pasuk says al pishtaim edim yakum davar, and that's what the machlokas is. They say even chetzi davar. Umod Chizkia, but Chizkia says that he's going to be pater. Is it the lashon he uses? Yeah, he says in eragan, they're not going to be killed. He admits be edim achronim shaben sorer umora shehuzmu shen eragan. That is, we know by Ben Sura Mora that you have to have a first set of Edom to come about and say that this person, he stole money, a certain amount of money, he ate a certain amount of wheat, meat and wine, all that kind of stuff. And the first one say, you know, that he did this, and then what happens, he gets Malchus. But if he does it a second time, the second set of Edom come along, and then he's going to be killed for it. So in the case of Yehuda, there's a second set, Shneirogen, they are Taka going to be killed, even though it's, so to speak, so, like Chatzi Davar, Mitoch Sheikhon, Lomar Rishonim, because the first Edom can say, beep, turn the page, pave of the base. Lahal Kosobana, we just came to give him Malchus. Hani Achrin, the second witness, is Kule Davar Kav Delay. It's not a Chetzi Davar, it's a Kule Davar, because they're coming to now have him killed, as opposed to just the Malchus, and therefore even Chizkiah is going to be masking when he says, Ein Eragan, with the two sets of witnesses by this kidnapping and the selling, that when it comes to the second set of Ben Sormor who gets zomified, they themselves are going to get what they tried to give, and that is just tried to have him killed as a complete testimony, because that was the only time when there's the testimony of killing, as opposed to the previous one was just Malchus. Maskev la Reb Papa, he doesn't sit for this. Yachiv, it's really true that the second set of witnesses against Besar Amar can be killed because they did a whole davar. Eide Mechira Nami Liktale, then let it be that the Eide Mechira, the ones that said that they sold him, should also be killed. Why? Mitoch Sheichol and Eide Geneva Lomer, the Eide Geneva, the ones who said that we saw him being kidnapped as opposed to being sold, they can say, La Kosabanu, we're here just to go ahead and say you should get Malchus, because the person who goes and he kidnaps somebody but without selling them, they get Malchus. So I says, al geneva, v'lo yidanet shemekredim. We don't know anything about the sale. So when the second set comes along, It's a full davar, and therefore they should be killed. V'chi teima dekasar v'chizkir de lo laki. And if you want to say chizkir is of the opinion, says a kidnapper doesn't get malchus for just doing the kidnapping. Says Rashi that I can even chudei mishum dehaver leilav shenitin lahasaras misas bezin sheim yikum yim karena yerog. Whenever it's a lav, it's given over to misas bezin. If it will be sold, it will be killed. Then you don't get malchus for. No, it can't be. You know why? Because v'al itmar. Because we said eding eneva benefesh shehuzmu. If edim came to a kidnapping and were knocked out, they get zomified. Chizkia v'Rabbi Yochanan. This is a machlokes of Chizkia and Yochanan. Our same Chizkia. Chanam or Lokan wants to get Malchus. Chanam and Lokan says that you don't get Malchus. V'amrinan, and we say on that that this time the Chizkia d'amr Lokan, it makes sense to say that it's Chizkia the one who says you get Malchus. Midamr Chizkia ein eragin. Because Chizkia said that where you have the one set of witnesses said a kidnapping, another one said that they got sold and both of them zonified, they are not killed. Right? So the Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yochanan, he's the one who says that they get Malchus, well then Kevin the Amr Ne'eragin, since Rabbi Yochanan says that if one of them gets zomified, the other, you know, where one set of witnesses said that they got kidnapped, the other said they got sold and both of them get zomified, that they get killed. He says they get killed. So however they laugh, she needs to know his Mises is based in. That is a. It comes out that this is a laugh. That they're lying over here. Is there asara? Their warning to not testify, right? To get killed over here. V'chol laugh shenital asara is misas beis and ain't looking love. You don't get malchus. Therefore, it can't be Rav Yochanan who said that. Therefore, it must have been Chizki who said it. And okay, so if that's the case, then it should be they could say, oh, it's just because of Malchus we're talking about, and therefore, even according to Chizkia, it should be that even though they are two separate ages, when they get zomified, they should be killed. Oh, iu lo laki. Now, if the kidnapper doesn't get Malchus, inu eki laki. How could they, those that are zomifying, get Malchus? Therefore, it must be that Chizkia is saying that he does get Malchus. So it must be according to Chizkia. Kidnapping only gets Malchus, and therefore the original, we're back to Hodger Kustel Adukht, back to our original problem over here, because those who testify the kidnapping can say they're only going for Malchus, and the one of the sale is completely for killing, for murder, for executing him. So why did Chizkia say that the witnesses to the sale aren't killed? Elam Rav Papa Be'edei Mechira Dekulei Amalo Pligid Deragin. Everyone's masking when we talk about the Eidim Mechira that they're going to be killed. Right? It says, Imnig Mardino al Pishtea Kusus. Right? This is Akitos. They're going to be killed. Keep pleased. Who are they arguing? But Eidim Geneva. They're only arguing over the Eidim Geneva that they, you know, again, they get zomified, but they said that it was stolen, kidnapped, without being sold yet. Again, they're not killed. Geneva lechuda kaimi, mechir lechuda kaimi. These are two separate individual things. The geneva is its own thing, and the mechir is its own thing. They're killed. Geneva aschalta de mechiri, because the geneva is the beginning of the sale. Rashi says, because of Yochanan, lo lucky Allah, the lafshin salasaris misses beis, and vein and bain, el largo, it's there to just kill him. Even though you need both, they're still going to be killed. If you're dealing with the first Edom of the Ben Tzoramor, the one who says that this guy came along and he's behaving like this, and he gets Malchus, they're not killed. We just came to give Malchus, so therefore they're not going to get killed for such a thing. Boom. Amar Abayei. Oh, yeah. We're going to see three different cases now about Edim Zomimin, right? False witnesses who accuse someone of being a Ben Sora Mora, and we're going to see Chizkia and Rav Yochanan are going to deal with it. Hakom Odeh Ben Sora Mora. Everyone's masked when it comes to Ben Sora Mora. They're not going to be killed, right? That if you have these witnesses of the Ben Sora Mora, that they're not going to be killed. Rashi says, Klomer, Yesh Edim Ben Sora Mora, Shakom Odeh Ba'achas, Kitosav liftor v'yesh kas shakol modem bo lechiyov v'yesh kas b'ben tzora mora shenechlu chizkir rav yochan lefi ma shamanu b'machloksam. There's a group of edim involved in prosecuting ben tzora mora. They're not going to be killed. Shakol modem b'ben tzora mora. Hold on, let's start over. I'm by. Shakol modem b'ben tzora mora. Shakol modem b'ben tzora Umore, Machlokes beben Sora umore. It's a type of edus that everyone's going to agree they're not going to be chayav. The type of edus everyone's going to agree they're going to be chayav. It's a type of edus. And there's a third type that there's a machlokes. Hakomod of Betzara Moria, the first time we said about Edom Arishonim Shei Nargan, the first Edom that come along to say this guy's behaving like this, the first time we're hearing about it, and the first getting a malchus, I want to use the knack of the end of being zomified that I can be killed. But Shecholom, Allah calls about him because he can say we're just here not to give him malchus. The second one of Hakomod of Betzara Moria, when he agrees with Betzara Moria that they are not going to be, what was the second one that we said? That they're going to be chayiv to be killed. That's the second edus that come along, and they say the second time we're seeing behavior in such a way, eating the meat, stealing the wine, drinking the wine, etc. And they get somewhere, they're going to be killed. We came for just the malchus. He's on kule davar kav delay. He's doing an entire davar, and therefore everyone's going to be masking that he's going to be killed. Machlokas ben Tzora Umoria, where's the machlokas? Shnaim Omer b'faninu ganav. They have two of them saying he stole money in front of us. Shnaim Omer b'faninu achol. And two others say that he ate in front of us. So both of them were then zomified. In this case, each set of witnesses is only half, because one saying he stole the money, but he didn't see him eat the food. So he ate the food and steal the money. So Chizki says that, you know, a chetzi davar is no good. He's going to say that they're not killed. Rabbi Yochanan says chetzi davar is good, like the Rabbanan. Like Rabbi Chizki and Rabbi Kiva, and they like the Rabbanan, and they're going to say that they're going to be killed. If you have Eide Mechira, these witnesses, they see the sale. And then they end up getting zomified. They are not killed. Why? The guy gets to say back, yeah, it's true, I sold this person, but it was my own slave I sold. So we don't know clearly, unless we know clearly that this person was kidnapped, he can just say he was legally selling his own slave, and therefore he wouldn't have been killed because of their testimony, and therefore the Zomamin don't get killed either. Amar Rav Yosef, says, Keman azahah shemaita dravasi, who does it go? Whose opinion does Rav Asi's teaching follow? Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Davar v'Lachatzi Davar. It's a Davar, not a Chatzi Davar. Get an entire thing over here. Since the testimony to the sale is only half of it, we don't accept it, and therefore the zomified can't be killed because of it. Amar Le'Abai, Abai says, the Iker Abanan Narugin. He says, hold on one second. The Mashmos is that if Rav Asi would say, like the Rabbanon, that Chetzi Davar is considered something, he's going to be killed. Hamitoch Gamar. But that can't be, because Rav Asi himself said that they're not killed because he could say, I was selling my own slave. But that applies whether Davar or Chetzi Davar. Elafiltim Rabbanon. You can even say the Rav Asi's din over here goes to Rabbanon. With the Lo Asu and the Genevan. It's talking about where there were no witnesses to the kidnap that came about. Says Rashi, Ka'amar Avasi, because the priest is saying, Yochalom Avdi Mechati, you just say I stole my own slave. Yachi, if that's true, the Ravasi is talking about a case and where there was no aegis of the kidnapping, Maile Memra, then what was Ravasi coming to tell me? What's the din that you're teaching me, obviously? So, Melotricha, the Afa Gavda Asalubasof, he's coming to tell you that even though you have Edom that come afterwards to say that you saw the kidnapping after the Edom to the sale testified, the witnesses to the sale are still not going to be killed. Unbelievable. Says, Rashi Lebesof, that is that Archa Sheyidu Eide Mechira Bo Eide Geneva Vinigmar Din Al Pishneam, still they're not going to be killed. Fracting more of Akati Maila Mema, still what are you coming to teach me over here? When the Eidim to the sale gave their testimony, the defendant could not have been convicted for being killed. And these Eidim can claim they didn't know that the court would ever receive testimony of the kidnapping. Therefore, they can't be accused of being part to kill this guy. For the Gemara, lo tzricha deka meramzei ramuzei, where the witnesses of the kidnapping were being meramis, were hinting to the witnesses of the sale that they're about to go talk about the kidnapping. Ma'o de tamer ramiza milsi, you would have thought that's considered, you know, substantial and something. Kamash melam ramiza lav klum, who ramiza is nothing, and therefore the witnesses of the sale can still say they weren't aware that the court would get a testimony to the actual kidnapping, and therefore they're not going to be killed if they get zomified. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah, Zokain Mamre. We're now talking about the third sinner that's brought that is killed in Chenek, and that is a Zokain Mamre. This is the Chacham who rebels against The high court ruling. Zakamami Alpi Bezdin. Someone who goes that it goes against Bezdin. Shanamaki Apoli Mukha Davar Lemishbat. Like the Pasuk says, if there's gonna be hidden from you a matter of judgment. I'm going to read out all these psukim straight up in English. If there will be hidden from you a matter of judgment between blood and blood, right? This is the famous, right? So there's some sort of din that's hidden between blood and blood, verdict and verdict, affliction and affliction, matters of disputes in your gates. You shall rise up and ascend to the place that Hashem your God shall choose and come to the Levite Kohanim. And to the judge will be in those days. You shall inquire and they will tell you the word of judgment. You shall do according to the word that they will tell you. From that place which Hashem will choose. And you shall be careful to do according to everything that they will teach you. According to the law that they will teach you and according to the judgment that they will say to you, you shall do. You shall not deviate from the word that they tell you, right or left. And the man that will act with willfulness, not listening to the Kohen who stands to serve there, Hashem, your God, or to the judge, that man shall die. You shall remove the evil from Israel, and the entire nation shall hear and fear, and they shall not act willfully anymore. Says the Pasuk. Now, let's take a look. There were three courts that were found in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Rashi says, Yerushalayim, the Mishtoi Bakra, Vekanta Valisa, says that you should go up and go over there. Echad Yoshev al Pesach Harabais. One of them stood by the entranceway of Harabais. Rashi says, "Hu Shara Mizrachi Shelofnei Menachel Menachel Lefnei Ezras Nashim." Okay. Echad Yoshev al Pesach Azara. One of them stood by the entranceway of the Azara. Rashi says, "Lamala Hemenu." Above that, Kesharvu Ezras Nashim Abayin Lefnei Ezras Yisrael. Echad Yoshev al Lishkas al Gazas. One was found by the chamber of hewn stone. Right. That was built into the Azara itself. Half of it was within a Kaddish area, and half of it was outside of this Kaddish area. And the Zag is like Rashi, Shehi ben Nuya b'socha Azar, Chetzia b'Kaddish, Chetzia b'Chol, Karamir m'Seder Yuma. Boin l'zeh shall Pesach HaRabayis Omer. This Chacham was arguing. They come to this court at the entrance of the Temple Mount. And this Zakin says before them, Kach Dorashti v'kach Dorshu Chavirai. He says, this is how I expound this, and my friends did it. Kach Limarati v'kach Limdu Chavirai. This is how I learned, and this is how they learned. Im Shamu, if the court over there, they heard from their teachers some sort of, some sort of Masorah of how to deal with this. Armalem, so then they said to them, right, they tell, or the Gimel changes it to, Sarachlamar, Omrim. I said, Omrim Lam, then they tell them, Vim La, but if they haven't heard anything, you know what the Psak is, then Boyin Lam, Laosan Shal Pesach of Omer, they come before those who sit in the entrance of the courtyard, and he comes and he speaks up to them. Kachtorash Kachtosh Chavirai, Kachlamarat Kachlamarat Chavirai, Im Shabu Omrim Lam. If they heard something, so then they go out and they tell it to them. Vim Lav, not Elu Elu, Boyin Labis Dina, Godel Shazar Gaz, they come to the Supreme Court, they come to the top of the top. And Shimimenu Yotzi Torah L'chol Yisrael, that's where all the Torah goes many souls. Shemim in a makom ahu Asher Yivchar Hashem, from this place that Hashem has chose. Chazar Le'iro, if the Chacham then goes back to his town. Shana V'limei B'der Shaya Lamed, and he goes ahead and he learns and he taught and he teaches in the way that he used to before he was told, you know, by the court, then Potter. He's going to be Potter for being a Zaken Mamre, you know, this rebellious elder. Vimhor Lassos. But if they go and they tell him to go according to the opinion which is against him, Chayev, and he starts to go and he starts passing how he wants against them, Chayev, he is going to get the death penalty. Shenemer Vaisha Shayasa Bezodon. Someone who does it Bezodon purposefully, Eno Chayev Achiyora Lassos. He's not going to be Chayev until he instructs people to act according to his psak. Talmud Shahora Lasos Pater. If you have a Talmud who instructed people to act according to an opinion of his that was going against the higher court, is not going to be chayev to get punished as a Zokin Mamre. Rashi's Talmud Shalo Gielo Ra, Venechak al Bezin, Shebiro, Bo Labizan Agado, Sholo Chazalir, Vahora Kibitrila, Pater, Shane Lismachal Rasso, you know, the Samechanim, Vator Lo Chayva Ella, Muflo Mumcha Labizan. Someone who's a Chashva person, they're meaning a Gomar, could see on Daf, Pezain, Nimsa, so back of the Gora, Talmud Shahra Lasso's Pater, Nimsa Chumro kulo, it comes out that his chumer, his stringency, is kal. And it was a stringency that the Torah scholar here, not having the smicha, right, he's not of the right age, is what caused him to be treated mekel and not be killed like a zaker mamre. Because if he had yet smicha, then he would have been killed like a zaker mamre. Rashi says, chomer shechmiru alav, shenu roi l'ra, achi ben arbaim shenu, to be 40 years old, nas lo kal, l'potron misa, it saves him from being chayiv misa. He should be thankful that he's not there yet. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, and God willing, continue with this tomorrow, next time. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.